Pending home sales in U.S. jumped to near a 3-year high in November. Pending home sales across the United States grew 3.3% in November, reaching the highest level in nearly 3 years, according to a December 29th report from the National Association of Realtors. This marks the fourth consecutive month of sales growth. Homebuyer momentum is building. The data show the strongest performance of the year after accounting for seasonal factors and the best performance in nearly 3 years, dating back to February 2023, Lawrence Yoon, the NAR's chief economist, said in the report. Improving housing affordability, driven by lower mortgage rates and wage growth rising faster than home prices, is helping buyers test the market, Yoon said, adding that additional inventory is also attracting more buyers to the market. Year over year, pending sales rose 2.6% nationally in November. Sales increased in all regions of the country, with the West leading at 9.2% month over month. The South recorded a 2.4% hike, followed by the Northeast at 1.8% and Midwest at 1.3%. The South took the top spot for year-over-year pending sales increases at 3.3%. In the West, pending sales grew by 2.4% and 2.2% in the Midwest. The Northeast showed the lowest year-over-year growth at just 1.8%. According to the NAR, the Pending Home Sales Index is a leading indicator for the housing market and is based on pending sales of existing homes throughout the country. A sale is considered pending when the contract has been signed, but the transaction has not yet closed. Meanwhile, the NAR's Realtors Confidence Index survey indicated that days on the market increased to 36 days, while the number of offers received remained flat at 2.2. More than 18% of homes sold above the asking price, and 27% of buyers engaged in all-cash deals. First-time buyers represented 30% of buyers in November, down slightly from 32% in October and unchanged from November last year. Nearly 18% of homes were purchased for non-primary residence use, up from 16% in October and 13% a year ago. Just 2% of sales were distressed, and 5% were for vacation use. 6% of buyers purchased properties based on only a virtual tour without physically seeing the home. This remains virtually unchanged from 5% 1 month ago and 5% 1 year ago. Contracts are typically closed within 30 days, with only 6% of them terminated in the last 3 months. Just 15% experienced delayed settlements. More than 22% of NAR members expect to see an increase in buyer traffic over the next 3 months, a slight uptick from just 17% in October and down from 24% 1 year ago. More than 18% said they expect an increase in seller traffic during this same time period, representing a small uptick from 16% last month, but down from 22% in November 2024.